Fellas, getting engaged is a special time for many. The only thing that's not so special is buying an engagement ring when you have no idea what you're doing. Look at you, you little idiot. You got no idea what you're doing. Lucky for us, that's where BlueNile.com comes in. BlueNile.com is the original online jeweler and has been helping couples create the perfect ring since 1999. A very, very familiar date for me. Now look, imagine spending all this money on an engagement ring only to find out there was a better deal after the fact. With Blue Nile, you don't need to worry because they offer a diamond price guarantee, which means they can usually meet or beat a competitor's price on a similar diamond. With Blue Nile, you can create bigger, more brilliant pieces at a price you won't find at a traditional jeweler. And they're committed to ensuring the highest ethical standards are observed when sourcing their diamonds and jewelry. Blue Nile also guarantees service and repair for life, as well as 100% satisfaction guarantee with free shipping and returns. If you're looking for the perfect engagement ring, I recommend you check out BlueNile.com. Right now, you can get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more with code CHUCKLE at BlueNile.com. That's $50 off with code CHUCKLE at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to episode 6 of the Chuckle Sandwich Podcast. It's the number one podcast in your neighborhood. I guess I'm saying that a second time. Today is a very special occasion.
No, you're redoing that. You're not saying that for a second time, and this is the sixth podcast.
That
was
a third of the time
you said that this was the best.
We were going downhill before, and you're just fucking it up even more.
I'll restart.
I can't believe we made it to six.
Okay. This is embarrassing.
Okay. Redo it!
Fine. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Chuckle Sandwich Podcast.
That
this
sucked,
is episode.
Man. That sucked.
I really don't know. I'm not feeling that.
Really?
Just give it a swagger. Just give it a swagger.
It was a little breathy. Okay. It was a little weird.
Hold on.
Okay. Does your voice always sound. Do you always
Shut
sound
the fuck
like
up! Shut the fuck up! Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Chuckle Sandwich Podcast. This is episode number 6, and this is the podcast
works,
where we're
going to
be teaching you how to make weapons on the black market. This episode is a very special episode because it is our first guest episode.
Hey.
And we've got Mr. Swagger Souls here in the flesh.
Nice.
Thank you.
Swagger Souls, could you intro us? Could you intro us into the podcast?
You want me to intro you into the podcast?
Yeah, well, Ted tried, but yeah, I didn't really like it.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
Okay.
All right, so. Hello, and welcome back to the Chuckle Sandwich Podcast. We have three amazing hosts. We have Ted Nivison, not Ted Nivision.
Very true.
He wears glasses
Very
and
true.
He's a funny man.
Oh,
we
I
also have
that.
Charlie Slimesicle. Oh. He is a...
He wears
also
glasses
wears
and
glasses and is a funny man.
You set yourself up there.
Yeah. And then we have Schlatt, big guy... Bad guy, big bad guy. There
I'm
he
wearing
is.
Glasses.
God, I'm the, so happy the, to be here. Yeah. That was incredible.
Wow, that was probably the that's probably the nicest words that have been said about me on this podcast so
far.
I'm sort of the villain for some reason on this podcast, even though Schlatt's on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, nobody cares, Ted. You see what I'm doing right now? This is
sick.
Trying
to make goggles, dude.
That's pretty dope.
Oh, my God.
I'm wrist control.
But either way... Welcome, Swagger. We're so excited to have you here.
Yeah, thank you.
How are you doing today, sir?
All right. Yeah, I'm doing fine. Yeah, I woke up like an hour ago, just kind of took a shower, fed my cat, did the shit that I had to do, and then hopped on here.
Well, we are happy you managed to make it, man.
Swagger, we're going to need a lot of help from you because, you know, every podcast that we do here seems to be close to our last, and we're sort of we're kind of like a little family over here.
Right.
And we're sort of struggling. We're at each other's throats all the time.
All right.
You know, we were hoping to bring you on to maybe give us some counseling, if that's possible.
Dude,
I mean,
why wouldn't you get, like, Dr. K to come on and do that?
He doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. Let
You're
me just
right.
say that.
You're
I've
right.
Seen
he went
so,
to college.
I've seen
we
so many
you.
Clips. I've seen so many clips of Dr. K
he
just saying the
us.
Worst
he
stuff.
He can't help us.
Yeah, well, he went to college, and college is a fucking scam.
Exactly.
So, you know, you're really going to try somebody that... paid a lot of money for a fucking stupid degree? Who finishes... What dumbass finishes college nowadays? What
Son
fucking idiot? What moron would
That's
fucking
exactly
pursue
what I'm
higher
thinking.
Education?
That's exactly what I'm thinking, Swagger. You know, it's such a scam. You know?
It's a fucking huge scam, and it's a giant waste of time and money.
I would never start a podcast with two people that have finished college. Like, I mean, if any of my podcast hosts decided that they wanted to go and get a degree, I'd be out. I'd be gone. Wow. Man, I'd walk out that door right now.
No, no. It's
I'd walk out. I'd walk out the door right this second. There's a door right here. And I'd walk straight out. I'd sashay my sweet, tight little ass out of here.
Well, good thing that isn't true, right, Charlie?
Would never,
we all dropped out of college.
Dream of it. Would never dream of it.
Good. I've never seen a diploma in my life.
I don't know how to learn.
Here's the thing, Swagger, about why would we choose, you know, a helmet wearing ruffian over the sometimes referred to as illustrious, but in my opinion, more like incredibly dangerous person such as Dr. K.
We're so glad to have a thug like you.
I'm sure that when you wear that helmet, I'm sure that when you wear that helmet, Swagger, you get a lot of internal thinking. And in that misery of you wearing that helmet, because I know that you're miserable when it's on at conventions and stuff, I think you learn a lot of stuff about life, which is why we brought you on.
It's a heavy burden, but it's a good one to have.
Yeah. I think my first question for you is, do you regret it?
No,
the helmet.
I don't. You know, it's heavy as fuck and it's inconvenient, and but it looks cool. Oh, look, it's my cat.
Hey, it's Bear.
It's our second guest on the podcast ever.
Yeah, look at her. She's sniffing my jacket.
For our audio listeners, love you to death. A cat has entered the room of Sir Swagger Souls.
For all six of you audio listeners out there,
Swagger. Haven't you said that you've almost like passed out in that helmet before? Like,
overheated? Multiple times.
What was the worst one?
I don't know, dude. One time I was at a convention, like it would have been like 3 or 4 years ago. I wore it for like 8 hours, and this was before I had the whole like chainmail balaclava thing going on.
Yeah.
So it was literally nothing under it besides my face and the helmet.
Oh shit! So banging around.
Yeah, I just had to keep it on. Like, it was just chainmail, helmet, and then just my open face. I've fucking, like, lifted it up. I've cheese grated my fucking face and my nose against, the inside. It's not, like, you know, I'm a YouTuber and I got money, so I don't know why the fuck I don't get it, like, custom fit with, like, leather or any.
Yeah, you're still running with the $20 one off Amazon. The fuck?
It's pretty heavy.
It's not $20, dude. That thing's like $200, $300.
Cry me a river, dude. You need to get a custom fit one. You gotta get a custom fit.
I really do. But yeah, let me just go over to my local fucking armorer. Let me go over to the local fucking blacksmith to get a fucking medieval knight helmet made my specification.
Give him the scroll.
Yeah, dude. Here's a blueprint I found in the fucking dungeon.
Yeah, Schlatt, word of advice, never go on the Price is Right, buddy. Jeez. Jeez.
I don't get it.
Because you have to guess the prices.
What am I, 80 years old? What do I have, multiple sclerosis? And I'm living in an assisted living home, Ted?
You're
and all I do is
close.
Just watch game shows?
You are withering. You are absolutely...
What am I supposed to know the Price is Right is? I'll tell you what I watch. I watch porn, okay? Swagger, what's your favorite type of porn?
Are you watching porn right now? Okay.
What type of porn are you watching?
My favorite type of porn?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like missionary. Missionary
really?
For the sole purpose of procreation.
Yeah. I like to watch almost porn. So it's like sort of in that same vein of, you know, very Christian. It's like, you know, there's the approach, but then it's like, no, I'm a Christian man.
I know
Can't
better.
Do it.
Yeah, it's just tension.
All the tension, but the real love is for God.
Yeah.
Only 6 inches I've got are the ones I leave for Jesus.
Boom. That's what I like to hear.
What does that mean? 6 inches for Jesus.
It means when you're like, you know, when you're like dancing with someone, you have to leave.
Can't get a Bible between you two.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God.
It also gives us a zone to operate within when we guess.
Oh man. Yeah. I watch men.
Good.
Nice.
Well,
Charlie?
Good thing we've got one here with us right now, which takes us into the next topic.
Swagger didn't answer the question, though.
Yeah.
Wait, did he not? Oh shit!
No, you didn't. You didn't tell us what your favorite
porn
was.
Oh, what kind of porn? I was trying to. Uh oh. No, I don't like. What does that even mean?
It's like when this. Yeah, I'm not gonna explain this. I'm not gonna get into slime.
No,
porn.
No, please get into slime porn.
I mean, it seems to be your whole brand. I'm surprised you don't know a gosh darn thing about
it. Are you just eating a bell pepper? If so, respect.
No, you're not supposed to talk about it.
Oh shit! No.
Sorry. What the hell are you doing? Get off the show.
All right,
that's it. I am this close to just not coming back at all, because the one thing we had is now been tarnished by the first guest. The one joke.
Editor, boost this crunch.
No, he's fine. It could all be cut out. I'll go back to explaining what slime porn is.
Yes, go ahead. Yeah. Explain to us
better,
what slime porn
times.
Is.
I think, isn't it like, it's just like a big slime thing that just like absorbs another thing? Isn't that like the fetish, like a giant slime
like a
monster swallowing a person whole?
Isn't
that like
vor?
Almost like vor? I guess they they like crosswire.
Yeah, like a combination.
Yeah,
porn
I think
extravaganza.
I think some fucking wacko.
Yeah, that's definitely hot. That's definitely hot.
I think some wacko watched the thing, and then just fucking beat off to it and was like, "This would be great." And then there you go, a whole slime. Genre.
I want my porn to look like amoebas feeding, like just like things. I just like things getting absorbed left and right.
Like
I want
big,
my I yep.
big cocks. Big.
That, yeah, mostly,
like
mostly. You know,
on the slime.
Multiple coming out of a giant ball.
Yeah,
of
I
slime.
Watch my porn at the Viscous. Cellular level.
I'd say that U2's plushie is almost a pretty good representation of what we're looking for here. With the little stick coming out.
You're going to, next podcast, it's not going to be there anymore. You've completely ruined it.
Can we get all the talented artists that watch the Chuckle Sandwich podcast to draw Rule 34?
No, what are you doing?
Rule 34.
What are you doing?
Not any of us as humans, because that's fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
But it, like, Charlie's little slime ball with the one tooth and the stick, draw it in some fucking horrendous, just degenerate behavior. It'll be awesome. It'll be safe.
Your cat was a better guest than you are.
Charlie Slimesicle will review all the Rule 34 that you guys sent in.
Completely false.
And he'll rate it from 0 to 100.
They all get 0. I'm just
Ted Nivison Milkman gets a new meaning.
Oh no.
Oh, they're young little
more
crossover.
Like, come man.
No, it's the milk. You don't need to call it cum man. You don't need to be that verbose. I mean, it's kind of implied.
Yeah. That would be the incredible porn set. I'm knocking on the door, open it. It's Ted. Hey, did anyone order some cum? Like, no.
Isn't that what porn is, though? It's just going to be the most straightforward.
Man.
I mean, how many porn things have you seen where it has the least bit of nuance to it? It's always like, hey, I'm here to have sex with you. It's time, and then it happens.
I skip right to penetration. I don't fucking bother with this story. I don't have fucking time to build an emotional attachment to characters.
Wow.
Ted straight gets, to the point. Ted gets in, Ted method acts for cum man, okay, for like 30 hours a week, and you skip that shit, man? This is
just
unbelievable.
Edges. Just edges every week. Until a supervillain comes to town, all he has to do is touch his cock, and it just shoots out a boiling stream of cum.
So bad. I should have just answered the question. I should have just said what kind of porn I like. I didn't want
ropes.
This.
Just hot ropes
hot,
of semen.
Hot ropes. It's like Spider-Man.
Out of the shaft.
Swagger, riddle me this. You picked up any new quarantine hobbies?
Oh, any quarantine hobbies? Dude, I mean, I don't know, man. I really, really... I have to think about it. I really don't think I actually did. I painted for a little bit. I did painting.
Really? Yeah. Oh, wow. You fucking painted? You pussy.
Yeah, it's
fucking painted.
It's landscape oil painting. Like wet on
you
wet
doing
oil.
Some Bob
Dude,
Ross?
I did that shit for the first time like 2 weeks ago, and it was so much like more of a hassle than I expected. But it was
really,
so much
it's
fun.
Super easy. It was a lot
you
of fun.
You gotta get all the. You gotta get all the in, like. Tools to do it, right?
Yeah, just
you
the
do.
Brushes and the spatulas and Oh, the paint and the easel and all that shit.
I got like one of the big like easel things. I got the oils on it. The red slid into my arm, so it looked like I was bleeding out while I was trying to keep up with Bob Ross.
I could run downstairs and grab the painting.
Yes, yes. I'll fucking get mine, dude. This will be fun.
You know what, Ted? I'm going to leave too and just leave you here and do nothing because I want to make this as awkward as possible.
You guys better have something for show and tell when we get
back. I'm leaving.
Oh, you better have some fucking art.
Ted, enjoy your time doing nothing.
So this is the solo portion of the podcast where I realize, what the hell was I doing, guys? I decided to start a podcast and bring all these boys together. Look what I've created. It's chaos all the time. Schlatt hates my guts for no reason, even though he's the worst person. And then Charlie, he's just walking around clueless of anything in his life.
All right, hey, Charlie. All right. Swagger, here's what I'm thinking, man. I'm thinking we 3-2-1 it and we turn it around.
What was that?
I was going to say maybe we do like a little 3-2. Oh, fuck, I'm getting oil all over myself.
Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah, it could be fun.
Fellas, getting engaged is a special time for many. The only thing that's not so special is buying an engagement ring when you have no idea what you're doing. Look at you little idiot. You got no idea what you're doing. Lucky for us, that's where BlueNile.com comes in. BlueNile.com is the original online jeweler and has been helping couples create the perfect ring since 1999. A very, very familiar date for me. Now look, imagine spending all this money on an engagement ring only to find out there was a better deal after the fact. With Blue Nile, you don't need to worry because they offer a diamond price guarantee, which means they can usually meet or beat a competitor's price on a similar diamond. With Blue Nile, you can create bigger, more brilliant pieces at a price you won't find at a traditional jeweler. And they're committed to ensuring the highest ethical standards are observed when sourcing their diamonds and jewelry. Blue Nile also guarantees service and repair for life, as well as 100% satisfaction guarantee with free shipping and returns. If you're looking for the perfect engagement ring, I recommend you check out BlueNile.com. Right now, you can get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more with code CHUCKLE at BlueNile.com. That's $50 off with code CHUCKLE at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
All right.
What are we doing?
They're showing the painting
around in three.
Wait, two. Hold on. I have one too.
Okay.
3, 2, 1. Holy shit, Swagger, yours is fucking awesome, man.
Wow, Swagger.
Oh, nice. I like Schlatt's.
Schlatt's is just like a boat in the sky. Charlie's is a beautiful sunset over a pine, snowy forest, I think. And Swagger's is like, it looks like Bob Ross meets Middle Earth. It's very cool.
It really does, actually. That's fucking awesome, man.
I was really high when I drew this.
Yeah?
That's a lot of fun, though.
That's the best state to be in when you're painting.
Exactly. You feel the color.
Is this supposed to be a boat?
Are you sure you weren't on mushrooms when you were doing it? You feel the color?
Oh,
what is
dude.
This?
What is
this?
It looks like a cocoa
like a
bean.
Yeah.
I would assume a boat. It's probably
like
supposed to be a boat.
Piece of a leaf?
Why is
what were you thinking when you made that, Schlatt?
I didn't
draw
this. This came with the house. The person
that's pretty good.
Is that the only thing that Ms. Kiff left behind?
This is the one thing he didn't take. I wonder why.
It's probably cursed, or it's just ugly because it is.
I need oil everywhere. I gotta put these back.
Well, that was a fantastic show and tell. So
well,
at least
Ted,
we
what
know.
What do you have? You're not gonna show any?
Well, I haven't done any painting since I've been in quarantine.
It doesn't have to be a painting, Ted. You can show whatever you want. You can show whatever you want.
I started trying to learn to skateboard.
Oh, nice.
Do a trick. Yeah, do a trick.
I'll go get the skateboard then. You chat up Swagger.
Hey, Swagger, how are you?
Good, man. How are you?
All right, you know.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
So,
when you watch, well, I'm sorry?
No. Keep you going. You keep going.
So when you watch porn, it's just the missionary. You just watch missionary.
Hair
there's
here.
No
right.
like.
Yep.
You know, like they just look at each other and like kiss. Sometimes,
no,
you know?
There's no looking at each other.
There's no looking at each other? No? No.
I'm about to try to do my trick.
Oh, Ted's about to do his trick. Oh, wow.
What the hell? Has he got a skateboard out? Are we just doing full-on show
and
tell?
He's going to ollie?
Now?
Is he just going to do a little ollie? Oh!
Oh, he missed!
Oh, hey, for all you audio listeners, whoa, that was cool.
Whoa, he missed again!
Oh, that was crazy!
Whoa!
Oh, shit!
He's fucked up three times in a row! A very that's simple trick!
That's the cum man for you!
I missed it three times in a row. Should I try one more time?
Yeah, no. You do it four times to charm.
Give us your signature cum flip.
Come on,
let's
you got
see
it.
It.
Okay. Fuck!
He missed again.
What about five? What about five? Five times. Five times the charm.
Fine.
Yeah, come on.
This is the last one, though.
This is the last one you'll do. Just get it done.
This is for all the marbles.
Nope.
It ain't happening.
Man.
How long, how loud is that when I'm doing that?
Not that loud.
Not very.
Oh, yeah?
Not the sound of the failure is actually more...
louder.
I just started, dude. Yeah.
The silence is what really speaks volume.
It's hard to do it on the carpet, I'll just say that.
Yeah,
I can do
it
on flat land.
I mean, Ted, other than painting, I really don't have any other quarantine hobbies besides smoking weed, playing video games, and jacking off.
Hey, man, that's all you need to have a fulfilled life.
So back to jacking off. Like,
slime porn, yeah.
Right.
Hey,
so
really
so
quick,
it's
really quick.
It's just missionary though. Like nothing else.
Nothing else.
Swagger just pulls out this fucking beautiful painting, shows it off to us, and Schlatt immediately goes back to penetration.
Well,
this
like
is,
I mean, you,
that's just you in a nutshell, huh? Swagger, why'd you stop, man? That's fucking awesome. Seriously.
Why'd you stop painting? It's just a pain in the ass, and it's expensive too. Very messy. Very fumey. I had turpentine, dude. I had a bunch of turpentine.
Yeah, that'll do it.
That I had to use to fucking like thin out the paint and all that shit to clean my brushes. And this was like right before I moved. Right before I moved my house, I had these movers in packing my shit, and they were like, "Oh, we can't pack up this fucking turpentine because it's been here so long, it's practically melted the bottle that it's in."
Oh my god.
Turpentine.
Turpentine's fucking terrifying. Like
what
I don't
is
even
it?
Know what it's weird.
It's like a paint stripper. It's like mineral spirits.
It's like paint thinner, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much paint thinner. And it's
got strong
basically,
fumes, and it's really fucking flammable.
Yeah, it's basically, it basically melted away like the top of this bottle. And they're like, we can't store this. And I was like, well, how the fuck do you, I can't throw it out. And I also can't pour it down the drain because it'll fucking kill everyone. So what do I do? And this guy just goes, oh, just go out in the lawn. Just go out back in the lawn and pour it on the side of the hedges. It'll kill some of the plants, but at least you'll be rid of it. And I was like,
yeah, send it into the groundwater. That'll teach him.
I said, okay, yeah, sure. And I I fucking poured it out.
Oh
and
my God.
And the guys and after I do that, the guy's like, did you really just do that? I go, you fucking told me to. And he goes, yeah, I know, but like, I don't think you're supposed to do that. And I'm like, then why did you tell me to do
everything that enters the radius where you did that just instantly dies now. It's just
black
patch of grass.
I returned to the property like yesterday to get the rest of my keys so that I could give it to the realtor. And I walked past where I poured it out. It still fucking smells like turpentine. So I don't.
Turpentine is powerful, man.
What is turpentine?
You fucking Google it. There's probably a Wikipedia page.
I don't really know. All I know is
it's really
paint, and it's like not
it
good.
It smells
it's
horrible.
It's a fluid obtained from by the distillation of resin harvest from living trees, mainly pines. It's for a solvent, is what it is.
Right.
A volatile pungent oil distilled from gum, turpentine, or pine wood used in mixing paints and varnishes and in linen, whatever the fuck. You know the drill.
Yeah,
that's pretty fucking scary though. I think you may have created some sort of, you know, one of those environmental monsters, maybe a Godzilla, but it's a squirrel.
Well, hey, bro, I don't live there anymore, so I'm good. And if one super irradiated creature arises and looks at me, it'll say, "Daddy, Daddy, I love you," and I'll say, "Yay, kill everyone. That isn't me.
You show it the painting. You say, but it was worth it. And then the squirrel just fucking takes down the city.
It would be one of the iterations, one of the permutations of those rats you've been making on the Epic SMP server. It lives on your shoulder.
Yeah, dude. Rats are gone on the Epic SMP. They had a massive update. They removed rats. They added a bunch of other animals. They added a bunch of other shit. When am I going to see you back on there, Schlatt and Ted and Charlie? When are you going
to
get back
on? We've been
on the
meaning
Epic
to
SMP?
Go back on. I think, I don't know. I mean, I can't speak for Schlatt, but I know that Charlie and I have been meaning
it's
to go
back on.
It's
been on the to-do list for so long, man.
Yeah.
Once they removed my rats, that's when I removed myself.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. Listen, I grew a connection with
Swagger's
Shrat.
Business partner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Swagger made a rat that followed him around everywhere that had my head
Jay
on
Shrat.
It. Jay Shrat. And now it's gone?
Yeah, it was. I didn't get to say goodbye.
That's a bummer, man.
Didn't even get to say goodbye to him.
Not a lot of people are going back on the Epic S&P, which is, you know, kind of upsetting because I enjoyed doing that. And there's days now, there's like actually days that are scheduled out so like people can make time to go on and there'll be more than three people on. But I don't know. I'm like half and half about rejoining it and being a part of it and all of that. Because, like, there's no point in me going on and, like, building a ton of shit if I'm, like, one of three people online.
You're the one guy. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I don't want it to die either. I want to go back on, but I've been doing my focus on YouTube.
Everyone's doing their own shit,
man.
Which is
Everyone
fair.
Is. Yeah.
Moving across the country.
There you go.
Yeah, we'll do that to you.
Just happens.
Eating jerky, eating candy.
Eating jerky, getting sores on my tongue.
Getting my veggies in.
Watching porn.
Watching slime porn.
Watching some gelatinous sex.
Mama gelatinous Mia. Vorus.
Yeah. Viscous voring. Good stuff.
Vor.
Mm.
We love it, vor.
Yeah.
That's the... That's the official fetish of the Chuckle Sandwich
Podcast.
Yeah,
and I know that's that, guys. I know that might be tough to swallow.
Nice,
son of a bitch! Yeah! How do you do it every time?
I got it
without
in,
fail.
I got it in.
Without fail, every time he manages to get it done.
Got
to
get the job done. So, Swagger, that kind of brings us in a little to something because it seemed like you were really thriving on the Epic SMP. But I want to know, what are you working on right now that you're most passionate about, that you're enjoying the most or just having the most fun with, you know?
I mean, dude, I've been moving for like the last week, week and a half, sorting out all that shit in February, getting everything sorted, actually moving house, putting everything together. So I would say the thing that's like been the most fulfilling in the last couple of weeks is like making a new environment for myself to
really
prosper. And the thing is, you know, as far as work goes, I don't have anything recorded. The Epic S&P, like, streams and vibes, like, I have an editor cutting it up. I'm working with him on it. So, like, that's going to be, like, that's the content for this month while while I sort stuff out.
Is a
so,
lot.
I know. Well, I'm pretty much becoming a fucking Minecraft channel, which, you know, is good or bad. But,
Minecraft's the rage right now.
Hey, man. Dude, I don't know if I can make this joke.
That's okay, Swagger. Don't say it. It's probably really bad. Ted, take it away.
Swagger, you know, so you're becoming Minecraft YouTuber now, but here's the question that, you know, I feel like is always on the mind of, you know, YouTubers in general, given the volatility of the platform and stuff like that. Yeah, 5 years down the line, baby. What's going on?
5 years down the line?
I don't. Okay.
What do you want to do? What's your end game? What do you want to do? What do you? Where do you want to be?
Yeah. Sure.
How about that?
If we're talking about like 5 years to 10 years in the future, I mean, I'm assuming that I'm probably not going to be on YouTube forever. You know, like, I don't think reasonably anybody that's big now in 10 years will still have a huge presence on YouTube.
Sure.
Maybe a couple. But most of them will probably transition into other shit. And that's usually because, like, life starts to develop. You know, you meet someone, you get married, you have kids, and then, you know, I mean, you know, I feel like when PewDiePie, I mean, well, PewDiePie is probably going to be around for fucking ever, you know, being at the top of top of the poll. But, like, anybody that, like, gets, you know, like, a life of their own and has other responsibilities that they have to attend to besides making videos, and by that point, they have, like, the savings to be able to retire. I feel like they'll go in that realm. But yeah. I wouldn't mind, I like, after YouTube and everything, I wouldn't mind breaking into voice acting or acting in general. Voice acting would always something that, you know, and I have a wide vocal range. I could do, you know, a ton of different, like, voices or cadences and accents.
Can we get some?
What's your best impression? Can you do any impressions?
Fuck, man. Putting me on the spot, it isn't really good. I practice in the mirror for like 5 minutes every morning.
Like, well, I mean, you know, I can do that Joe Swanson impression.
Yeah. So, hey, I mean, Peter. Hey, Peter. You know, like,
or, I guess it's like equivalent of like
fucking.
Oh yeah, the poison
stuff.
For Cusco. Cusco's poison.
I can do the. Oh wait, fuck! How do I do it? I am Kermit the Frog. I can do the. I am Kermit the Frog.
It is pretty bad.
Oh, there we go.
Well,
I am sitting here in the swamp.
I don't know if you heard this on the last podcast, Swagger. Since you said you've been listening, but Charlie's very, very good at the Moon Man voice from that
game fucking what was it called?
I'm all right at it.
Moon based Alpha.
Scared the shit out of me, man.
Give us some goods right now, Charlie.
Say John Madden in that voice.
John Madden.
There you go.
How's that?
It's so it was good. It doesn't make any sense.
Now I can't do that voice. Gelatinous foreborn.
I can't do the robot thing. I can do
I tried
do it
doing
on
that.
Like, you just do it on like a you like breathe in and like talk. It's kind of weird. Yeah.
I don't know, dude. Linguistically, I think I'm pretty adept. Like, I could do any fucking tongue twister you throw at me with ease.
Toy boat. I mean, that's pretty slow. You're saying it pretty slow.
I want to see Unique New York 10 times.
Unique New York.
Better than most, I will admit.
Yeah.
How about this
Unique New York, unique.
Swagger?
I fucked it.
Yeah.
I've got a good one for you. Try this one.
Right.
It's in the podcast chat.
Let me see here. The six chic, six sheep sick.
Whoa.
Dude, all right. Well, now we've got a fucking nut to crack.
I switched
the Irish
wristwatch with the Swiss wristwatch.
Well,
you
apparently, according to the Guinness Book of World Records, the toughest tongue twister is the six sheep sick.
Really?
So, but apparently, another one is.
This one. I remember having trouble with this one.
Right now.
With this one? A skunk sat on his stump and thunk the stump stunk, but the stump thunk the skunk stunk. Pad kid poured curd pulled cod.
He fucked it. It's cold. He said cod.
Oh, it's cold? I thought it was cod.
We got one.
That sounds like he just doesn't know how to read.
Pad kid poured curd pulled cod.
Great tongue twisters. Completely illiterate, though. It all balances out.
Yeah, I'm just amazing
downfall.
At tongue twisters, but I'm dyslexic. Pad kid poured curd pulled cold. It's fucking easy.
Do you practice or are you just good at it naturally?
I think I'm just good at it naturally.
He's just,
I don't know
he's
what it
got,
is.
You've got a very consistent cadence with the way that you say it too. You're just like nah.
Yeah, well it's
it.
Like a it's
like
all
start
a rhythm,
from low
I guess.
And go high.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's good with his mouth.
Yeah, he's good.
I can't even see his mouth. Yeah. I don't even know his secrets. You know, we don't know what he's doing with that thing. We don't know how he's doing this.
Now he's blowing smoke. Oh my
vaping.
God!
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So,
voice acting that kind of thing would be pretty sick.
Have you done any in the past?
I'm going to be doing voice acting for the Killer Bean episodic series whenever my episode comes around.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, I have a big character, but I have to wait on Jeff Luda to kind of get to that point where he needs my voice for the
You're
episode.
You're gonna become part of a meme, Swagger.
I'm so excited.
You're gonna
I mean,
have so much fun with that.
You know,
man.
It's been a year since he said, you know, I'd love to have you do it. But obviously, when you're animating those episodes by episode, like, you know, it
really
takes
long,
it's fucking
long,
forever,
long.
And it's one person.
How did you get that gig? How did he reach out to you?
Oh, I messaged him. I said, hey, I want.
Oh, you went out of your way to message him.
I'm pretty sure I messaged him. Yeah, saying like I'd love to. The voice act in the Killer Bean episodic series goes, yeah, sure. What do you think of this character?
Role.
Yeah, he's like, what do you think of this character? I go, I fucking love it.
Are you allowed to say? Probably not.
I'm not under NDA. I didn't sign any contract, but just out of respect and to keep it fresh and to keep it interesting. It's a pretty major character. I am a bean, and it's a pretty major character. And I'll also have a scene with Critical's character, which is really cool.
Fantastic.
I fucking love Critical, dude. That guy is so fucking awesome.
He's a fucking tank too when it comes to making content.
Yeah, he pumps it out, bro. He's
an animal.
He's real good.
I remember when I first watched Critical when he was making, you know, he was playing like shitty games or something, and he was still just like Penguins. I don't even think he did.
It was Penguin Zero. I think he went by something else.
No, he still goes by that on YouTube, but it's funny because he refers to himself as Critical, but like his username is still the Penguins.
Yeah, Penguin Zero.
Yeah, but I don't know. He's always just been so funny with that, like that. Just I don't know. He just like spits out all of these roasts.
He doesn't break. Just, he just says shit.
Yeah, it's incredible. I don't understand.
The man's enigmatic. Very cool dude. Yeah. Anyway,
but enough about Critical. I mean, he's not on the podcast
now. You're our first guest. Tell us more about Critical because I absolutely love it. I love the guy.
Hey, do you think you could get us? You think you could get a Critical on the podcast? I mean, you got an in?
Chad, that's lame.
I'm really happy to have you here as our stepping stone.
Pretty cringe. Pretty cringe and sus.
Yeah, man. Ted. Are you sure you're not the bad guy?
I was literally just laying into the joke. You guys left me out to dry there.
You're a bad person. Just admit you're a bad person.
I will never admit that I am that thing, sir.
Speaking of bad people, though, since we brought up Critical, I know for me, I could never pull it off, but I love that man's sense of humor. I think it's great. Do you have any like content or humor inspirations in your stuff that you try to bring in, or you know, anything you sort of looked up to when you were just getting into it?
Have you ever heard of Sleepy Cabin?
Yes, I have. That's like Oni and them, right?
Oni NG, Psychic Pebbles, you know, Zanpedo.
Yeah,
Vader,
I love those guys.
Yeah, no, they're huge, huge. I listened to like every episode of Sleepy Cast way back in the day. Like, I was watching fucking Oni NG and Psychic Pebbles since like the fucking, like 2011, 2010.
Oh my God, dude.
Massive fans. They had Smiling Friends, which was like a little April Fool's pilot on Adult Swim, but I really hope that they fucking picked that up because it was hilarious and they deserve to be in that industry. Schlatt, do you know what the fuck I'm talking about?
I've heard of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good.
Man, like, I miss YouTube animation.
Yeah, I like Oni cartoons and stuff. Yeah, man. The animation community on YouTube got totally fucked.
Oh, they got fucked up.
Because it doesn't work. It doesn't work. So people just do long form story time, and they're basically like storyboards now.
Do you remember like the ancient fucking YouTube thing that like changed the algorithm, which was the reply girls? They would reply.
Yeah,
the one with the fucking mole on her titty.
Yeah. Oh God!
Yeah,
what was this? I don't
this
actually
is, this is where I re-enter the conversation. Yeah.
This was
the fucking girl with the mole on her tit.
Yeah,
I remember her, dude.
This was like maybe this would have been like fucking 11 years ago, fucking 12 years ago, something ridiculous. Would have been a while. But essentially, there would be a viral video that would get like 1 million views, 2 million views, or whatever. And then these women would reply to the video, and they would make a video called like RE and then colon and then the title of the video, and then the thumbnail would be them and their, you know, and their goods, you know, in the thumbnail, and then like the thumbnail of the video that they were replying / reacting to in the top right, and it would be recommended like right under the video in every fucking video, and they get millions of views.
It was before you got to the comments. It was like the video replies were before.
It was a scourge. It was a fucking scourge. And I remember like some shit like ended up happening. A bunch of animators were very vocal about like parodying them and making fun of them. I think Psychic Pebbles did, or Oni and G did a fucking video about it. But to my recollection, they changed the algorithm so that it wouldn't happen like that. And then I think after that, it was like you have to have 10-minute plus videos to put the ads on. And, fucking animators, like, they work like, I think it's why.
They work so hard.
It's like, it's like a day for like a minute of animation. I mean, it depends on the
like,
animation
too. It's like
a
day for like fucking 3 seconds. Yeah, I feel like. Especially like those old school guys too, with all
the coloring. Oh, that are flipbooking and yeah, they're actually drawing it frame by frame. Like Harry Partridge, that dude's fucking insane.
Oh, I love Harry Partridge.
I love Harry Partridge.
One animation from Harry takes like months for him
to do. It's months and months and months.
Yeah.
Because he's fucking doing it all himself.
When I originally started getting into doing like YouTube and stuff, I originally started off as doing animation stuff.
Really?
I started off with like Pivot, the animation program Pivot.
Stickman Pivot animations.
Yeah, I was very, very into the stick fight community.
Yeah.
And stuff like, and watching the people animate these stick figures to fight each other.
Cool. Same shit here.
And there was this, really interesting like contest situation that would happen. I think it was like DMZ or something like that. It was like when each animator would have a stick figure that would have their own personality and weapons and stuff.
Yeah.
And then they would do this contest where it would be this person versus this person. And they would each make their own animation. And whichever one got the most votes was the canon win.
That's cool.
Right. That's fucking sick. So you have to make the most epic fight so that your little stick
can
win.
Oh, that's so cool.
That's really, really sick.
It was really, really cool.
There's still a huge community of like Pivot and stick fight animations on YouTube.
Dude,
they're just
Alan
like, they're not
Becker.
Like a primary thing.
Alan Becker, I've been watching the
animator versus animation.
Is so fucking like I remember watching
He's
this.
He's got a whole
team,
I think.
When I was little, I watched the one called The Showdown with like the full ass like fucking 3D environment and camera angles. I hadn't seen his stuff in like 8 years. I was like, holy fuck, this is goddamn incredible. I'm so happy that he's
the one where they're fighting over the lake, and then the animator's cursor gets involved too.
Nuts! Yes, dude, that shit was so cool. Oh my god!
Yeah.
It takes me back to when I was a kid, and I'd open up Flash and be like, "Why isn't it working? I drew the stick man. Why isn't he coming to life?
Why won't he fight?"
Why is he fighting?
Yeah, you went through the whole process.
I'm playing In the End and Everything by Linkin Park. Why isn't he fighting?
You went through the whole process of keygenning Macromedia Flash just to be disappointed, Swagger.
Yeah.
So, you're part of the Misfits.
Yep.
A lively group of fellows.
What a segue.
And here's the thing about the Misfits. You guys like to throw parties. How are you guys surviving
in a quarantine
world without your Misfits parties?
I mean, parties were never really like the main, I guess, calling thing of Misfits. We'd maybe thrown three big parties at events. But the calling card was really just the ability to travel and go on trips and film that. And, you know, not traveling the entirety of 2020, having there be zero events, couldn't do live shows, couldn't do anything with, you know, like the podcast was stunted. We couldn't fucking film it in person. We had to do it over Discord, which wasn't ideal.
You guys are recently back in it, though. You guys are back in person, right?
We are back in person. We actually have a new set that was built I'm actually recording it today. So I have another podcast after this podcast, the Misfits podcast.
You'll be all fucking warmed up then.
Yeah, we're fucking dead. We'll see. But it's a new set, and it's fucking really good. And, you know, we're going to be changing the format, changing the structure. Because before, like, the podcast is really just a fucking stream of consciousness. We sit down, you know, we just kind of bullshit. What do we do today? Blah, blah, blah. What do we do this week? Blah, blah, blah. You know, hey, what do you think? What do you think? Oh, new topic. And then it just bounces from unrelated topic to unrelated topic. And it's just a stream of consciousness and bits. And you know, over quarantine on Discord, you know, that worked, right? Like, that kind of gets it by. Because you don't have shit to talk about when, you know, because I went through the fucking Melbourne lockdown. And I feel like a lot of people in the world don't understand just how tough the restrictions in Australia really became throughout the middle of our second wave. Because we had like 700 fucking people a day getting testing positive for COVID. So they were like, all right, guys, we're going to lock it down for 2 weeks, 3 weeks. We're going to lock it down. And we're like, okay. 3 weeks passed. We're going to extend it for another 2 weeks. And we're like, okay. Then by the end of that, they go another 2 weeks. It's like, okay. And then another 2 weeks. Like, okay. And then, oh, it's just another month. And then it was 135 days, if I recall correctly, of it was like no more than like two people in your home. You could only.
How do they enforce that?
They have fucking. They would. There was an incentive for people, like neighbors, to if they saw more than a couple of people go into a house, they fucking call the cops. And
they encouraged neighbors to rat.
There was actually a thing. I'm not sure what the incentive was, but I think it was just like a. For the sake of our community, if you want this lockdown to end soon, you better rat out all the fucking people that are breaking the restrictions. And I think that was the idea.
Some dystopian
shit.
When this merch released and after all that shit was said and done, I wanted to throw a little bit of a party at my house. So like I invited like four or five people mm-hmm. over my house, fucking four or five, and they've all been quarantining. Like they haven't fucking left their house. I know for sure. Like they didn't have COVID, they weren't sick, nothing. And like they get into the car, they come outside, they pile out of this car, and my neighbor across the street is looking at them. And Fitz gets out. He's not wearing his mask, and. The guy looks at him, and he fucking mean mugs him. He fucking stares, like, right through him. Ooh. And Fitz is like, oh, shit. And he puts on his mask, and he, like, does a little thumbs up. And the guy is just still staring and looking at Fitz. And, like, they all get into my house, and they tell me, oh, yeah, you're, like, your neighbor across the street, this fucking old guy, who fucking stared us down.
Yeah.
And, you know, they'd brought a bunch of weed. We didn't have any drinks. But, like, they were like, should we smoke now? And I said, I was like, well, how about we wait, like, 30 to 45 minutes in case
there
cops show up?
Yeah.
Because that could be a problem if we're all fucking baked and we have to talk to police about why everybody's here. And mm-hmm. so what ends up happening is everybody's there. We're waiting. I order a slab of beer. So, like, I order, like, 30 beers on Tipple, which is, like, an Uber Eats for alcohol.
Right.
Sure.
And what ends up happening is, like, everyone's downstairs, and I think it was my friend Peckett. He says, oh, like, should we smoke now? I go, well, hang on. I had a funny feeling. And right. I go, hang on. I go upstairs to my office and I open up like the blinds and I look out and I'm just looking at the street. Like maybe 10 seconds go by and a fucking cop car without the lights on, without anything, is just rolling down the street. And I was like, okay, fuck. So I go downstairs, I go to everybody. I'm like, guys, the cops are outside. Maybe everybody goes upstairs, and they were like, okay. And they ran upstairs and all that shit, and I went through the house. I took all the shoes from the front door, and I put them in a closet. I took everyone's bag. I put them in a closet, so it made it look like I was literally the only person home.
Wow. And, I stored a lot of cars that have different registrations, officer. I found them.
They all came in an Uber. They all came in one Uber.
Okay. Yeah. Cheeky.
So I go back upstairs. Like, I'm looking out. I don't see the cop car. I don't see, like, anything. And I'm upstairs waiting for, like, 10 minutes. And then a car pulls up out front of my house. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? And then I get a little notification on my phone. It's the 30 fucking beers that I ordered being delivered to my house. And I'm freaking the fuck out because all that has to happen is for the cop to roll down the street again and see this fucking Indian guy holding three cases of beer and waiting outside my house and for me to get fucked. And
yes, so, officer, like, I am an alcoholic.
Yeah. So I go downstairs, grab the beer. I'm upstairs waiting. And I told everyone to, like, just wait upstairs. And, like...
They're all huddled in a corner.
Well, that's the thing.
Cold,
like,
afraid.
I'm fucking like, you know, I get the beer, I put it down. I'm like, okay, another 10 minutes you left. It's been 30 minutes. Like, people are just upstairs. And I thought they were all, like, in my master bedroom just sitting on the bed or whatever.
Yeah.
But I go upstairs. All the lights are off. I open up all the doors. I can't find anybody. And I'm like, what the fuck? And it's partially on me because I told them, like, I'll let you know when the coast is clear and when to come out. And I didn't do that because I was freaked out. So like, I'm like, where is everybody? And I was expecting to just open the door and see them and be like, hey guys, coast is clear. But I'm like, whatever. So I go into my master, I go into my ensuite, nobody's in there. And I open up the bathroom to my ensuite and there's fucking two people in there and they were fucking, they looked so scared because all they heard was me running up the stairs and then opening up all the doors. So they thought cops were in there clearing everything.
I scared the fuck out of everyone.
And then after that, I think we had asked Ryan to give us work orders so that even if cops did come, we could be like, oh, we're just doing like an after lodge photo shoot for merch. So we just forged some papers just in case. But
wow,
it worked out.
Holy
it worked
shit.
Out.
Yeah. I mean,
but it was tough,
it's funny because, you know, but obviously that level of restriction had an advantage for Australia because you guys are back to fucking bars.
We're at like zero.
Now.
Yeah, we're like
a
dust,
huge
bro.
Fucking advantage. That's why I said, you know, even the thing where people were ratting each other out, part of me is like, I wish that we got that on top of it.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean,
because as much as it sucks in the short term, long term, that is
going
to fucking come
it
around.
It didn't feel like a short term, but I mean, there's obviously a benefit. You know, even when they had like AFL, like a Australian football league, which is like their footy, like it's like almost rugby kind of deal. They have like every year, there's like a huge, like, you know, championship kind of thing. And you know, there's barbecues, there's people cooking, like giant parties. And what the fucking police did is they flew fucking drones over neighborhoods to see if people were doing backyard cookouts. And if they did, they'd all get fucked. Like $1,000 fine, $2,000 fine.
Shit.
They all get fucked. So they want to make sure, like, nobody do this. We're almost done with restrictions. Don't fuck it up for everybody or we'll fuck you. And it's basically what happened. It was unreal. And you know, going through these restrictions really fucking took the wind out of everyone's sails. Everybody I know, including myself, you know, suffered from lockdown burnout, lockdown depression.
Yep.
Like,
yeah, no,
you're stuck
that's
inside.
Definitely...
You can't exercise. You can't go outside. You have like an hour or 2 hours of exercise outside a day, like that kind of shit. And it was.
It was
very unenjoyable. But I definitely think that
the lockdown burnout is totally a thing. For sure, because I experienced that a good amount. It's like, I think one of the things I discovered in lockdown, quote unquote, even though like the U.S. did a really fucking bad job of doing the lockdowns, was
sure
that I definitely get a lot more of like my motivation, my ideas for stuff that I do in my own work, and like so many things just from interacting with my friends.
Yeah.
Like, it's such a way more, I'm way less of an introvert than I thought I was when I, like, going into this lockdown, like, coming out of it, like, when we're, I feel like, you know, with the vaccinations, we're, you know, by the summer, I'm hoping we're going to get pretty close to some sort of...
Optimistic.
You know?
Yeah, I mean.
But we'll see.
Because the thing is with the lockdowns, it robs you of the ability to balance your life, because before, and especially as a YouTuber, it's and a streamer, it's already kind of difficult to balance your work, because it's not like you're working at a 7-Eleven. You clock in at fucking 3 p.m. You leave at like 11 p.m. You clock out and then I'm done with work. I can do whatever the fuck I want now. For as
it's
a YouTuber,
out of your mind.
You're setting your hours. You're constantly thinking about what's next. What editor do I have to talk to? Do I have to get into any calls? Do I have to talk to some fucking asshole about a sponsorship? Like, do I
Who's
have to
DM me last minute and try and get me in a recording
do some fucking stupid podcast? Like, all this shit that you have to
wait
have
a gosh
to
damn minute. Is this a joke about the Chuckle Sandwich podcast?
But like, you know, whereas you were able to at least partially detach from your work and your office and like the place that you live and then go out and see friends and have your leisure time, like you're robbed of that. So then you're forced to be like, oh, well, I'm in lockdown, so I might as well fucking work on videos all the fucking time, stream all the fucking time. And then soon you just don't feel like doing it. But then you're like, well, I'll just do it until it gets me past this week. And then the next week comes around, you're like, I'll just bite the bullet and do it to get past this week. And it's and it's a constant. And I was, I feel like throughout the lockdown, I was always on the verge of like just burning out and saying, fuck it, I don't want to do it anymore. But it, every time I was like, look, like, I just keep doing it and see what happens. And I never burned out.
Yeah. Sure.
And I just now have massive bags under my eyes.
And like now with, since, you know, none of us have experienced this besides you. I mean, now that the lockdown's been lifted and you've been able to like hang out with your friends, not wear the mask and stuff, how do you feel?
Good. Very good. Very, very, very good. It's awesome. You know, I hear a lot of shit about how the U.S. and Melbourne and all of Australia really differ in how they handled COVID. Do you guys have drive-in testing, drive-in COVID testing?
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
It depends on where you are. It depends on where you are.
That's where I'm at.
California has great drive-in testing for what it's like worth. I did testing as soon as I landed in Cali when all this stuff started happening. And it was super easy. Drove up to the CVS, stuck a thing in my nose. They just instructed me like over the speakerphone, twisted it around, whatever, I'm done.
So they're not doing it for you?
No, they had testing kits.
No, they give you a little vial thing. It's got a thing in it. You swab it around in your mouth for 20 seconds. You break it off, put it in this thing, shake it up.
Oh, is it mouth now?
The liquid. It's a liquid thing. And then you put it in the bag, and then you put, and then you drop it off in a little bin.
However, and then, wow. what it was like for a while in the Northeast was you could either find a private place to give you testing at a day's notice for like $100-$200, or you could find a place and wait a few days basically, and then they do the full on swab test. You go in, they shove it up your nose all the way. And I think it was just
I've only done the mouth.
Yeah, because in California, I assume that because it's so much like there's so much more of it.
People have COVID antibodies or something in California.
Jesus,
we're in LA.
It was crazy. I got COVID.
That's fucking insane, dude. What was that like?
It really, for me, it wasn't that bad, but I definitely I'm under the impression that I may have gotten it from, I hadn't seen too, like many people at all. The only person I had seen was Mr. William Osmond. And I believe I got it from him. But he also will argue that he thinks he got it from me, which is a little confusing. But
didn't he already
have it?
Did he get it twice?
Okay. So when he made that video about he tested positive, I think what happened was that Chelsea got it and she got really, really sick. But William never tested positive for it.
Right.
And then
they just
he tested positive after when he got it, when he, like with me, I don't know, you know, who he had seen before that. That's probably my biggest mistake there. But it was like the first day, I think I got what I thought was, at first I thought it was a migraine. And I was like, this is weird. Am I getting old enough where I'm starting to get migraines now? Cause I'd never gotten migraines my whole life.
Right.
Yeah.
And I was just like, okay, I'll just rest today. And then the next day I was like, I'm feeling a little weird. It was like, I never got any of that like hard of breathing stuff.
Well, that's good.
And I was definitely mainly worried about it because obviously I use this. So I was like, this fucking vape thing. So I was like, holy shit, if I've got this, maybe I'm going to fucking have some problems.
You're going to fuck your schlungs.
Yeah, but it eventually solved itself pretty fast. I did lose my sense of smell and my sense of taste for like 2 months. It came back, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
The weirdest thing was, and the way I tested that with the taste thing was I ordered a burger from this place called Umami Burger in California, and they've got these truffle burgers. And truffle is a very, very unique taste, but it's very subtle. So I had this truffle burger. It was covered in this fucking truffle sauce. Could not taste truffle at all.
Wow.
So I was like, yeah, I've definitely lost my sense of taste. And it was total bummer. For like 2 months, I couldn't taste or smell
shit.
Yeah.
Schlag, to get you back into the conversation, because it clearly feels like you don't want to be here. Do you have that monkey lamp?
Nope.
Have that monkey lamp on you?
No,
you lost the monkey lamp.
That's probably why he's very
what
out of
happened?
It right now.
I'm just upset. This is why I've been
pissed
so
off
emotionally
when he doesn't
distant.
Have his monkey lamp.
What happened to the
so
lamp?
So I was.
Did
so
it climb
I
away?
Accidentally knocked one over, and it broke because
what?
It was made of ceramic.
No.
And then
yeah,
I was just like, well, fuck, I don't have the whole monkey lamp collection anymore. So I just broke the other three.
I have the same problem.
Whoa!
Whoa.
Bring it back shit. In! Let's go!
Oh, lamp. My Whoa. God!
This tail broke, and I had to hot glue it together. It's made
yeah,
of ceramic.
Yeah, man, they're fragile. They're very
Wait,
fragile.
Wait, hold on. Back
I broke
up.
All of them. He's got Olympics.
Did the real monkey inside escape when you broke it?
Wait, Swagger, this is perfect. Swagger, can you pose? Give us a nice pose for the
Swagger,
thumbnail so we can say Swagger has a monkey lamp.
He's got to turn on the monkey perfect. Lamp.
I got to turn it on? Here, hold on.
Can you
yes,
turn it
yes,
on?
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, this would be perfect. Oh, man, this will make us so much money, Schlatt.
We have a real theming to the show now.
This will make it so... Oh, we're going to make so much money. We're going to make so much money. Oh, it's
a... That is not the color I expected.
Oh, I'm shaking right now. This is glorious. Wow.
There he is. When did you get this, Swagger?
Wait, give him
yeah,
a second.
Pose.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, excellent. Oh,
you
thank
know what
God.
Gets the views, baby.
1 million
thank
views
God
right
for
there.
God bless yeah. Swagger
we
Souls.
We are going up. We are climbing in the Spotify charts right now. I feel it.
Oh, my God. We're going up, and we're going up fast. Even though the thumbnail doesn't even affect the Spotify.
We
got to
get a monkey lamp
it was a gift.
Wait, so you got this separately entirely from Schlatt's situation? You
yeah,
independently
yeah,
discovered the monkey lamp?
I've had this lamp since I... Fuck, man. It would have been like December. December
oh
last
God.
Year.
Schlatt, you
Holy
are
shit,
not
dude.
The first
you are
to
slow
discover
to the
yeah, dude.
Oh, my God,
it was,
dude.
It was a gift from someone very close to me, so it was nice.
I feel like an idiot now. I'm not
and
the
you
monkey
should,
man.
And rightfully so.
I'm not the monkey.
Dude, I'm fucking, dude, I'm pimp chimping. Like, you He's can't out monkey me. You can't
That's
out
true.
Monkey me.
He says it.
I thought
he
it was fucking really sick, though. True. I thought it was sick that you also had one. You had a little dude sitting down.
Yeah, I had, I actually had four of them.
Wow.
Until I broke
so,
all of them.
Yeah.
In an angry
Swagger,
rage.
Schlatt, you're going to have to re-explain, like,
Fall of
Why?
The Planet of the Apes.
So
Why
I had,
did you break them all? You were so excited.
So I had four of them, Ted.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I broke one by accident. And so I broke the rest of them.
That is the most baby rage
Why?
Thing I have ever
you broke
heard.
One, so you broke
I didn't
them
have
all?
The full Because I didn't have the full collection anymore.
Did what you,
you
say
what,
anything
what
before
sort of
you did it?
Broken logic is that? Why didn't you just order another of the one
I
you
Because I wasn't
going
to do it.
They already saw
Didn't
their
you spend
friend
like $800 on
Aren't
all those lamps?
Things like a couple hundred fucking dollars each?
Yeah, they're $150 each.
Wow.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Well, look, I couldn't take four monkeys with
look,
me.
I can,
from
I
New
can
York
respect
to Texas.
It.
I had no place to. I had to take clothes and shit. I had to make room for my Obama first family.
This guy's not pimp
chipping
at all.
Now, no, dude, now thinking about it, you actually. It makes sense. You broke one by accident, and then mm-hmm. monkey logic would lead you to break them all.
Exactly.
Out of a primate rage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was like one of those ancient artifacts that you find in an Indiana Jones tomb or something like that.
Exactly.
And it's like once you touch it, it's like its power takes over your soul. So once he saw it broken on the ground, he just went into this... Fugue
Ape
state.
Rage.
It's like the fucking Millennium Puzzle. You now have the strength of four whole monkeys, dude. Oh my God.
I was the only monkey left in the room at the end.
Man, the prime primate.
Monkeys here's are a, fucking lit.
Here, you're if you're the expert on monkey
monkeys
Swagger,
were
though,
lit.
Here's a question.
Uh-huh.
Who would win? One gorilla or like, I don't know, like maybe like five chimpanzees? One gorilla or five chimpanzees?
A gorilla versus five chimps?
Five
chimps. Chimps would have an
would
edge, dude.
Chimps are fucking
yeah,
terrifying,
chimps,
aren't they?
Five chimps would fuck up a gorilla. No problem. Are we talking like silverback or are we talking like mountain gorilla? What kind of gorilla
are
we talking about?
Are silverbacks strong?
Silverbacks are fucking massive, yeah.
Yeah, one silverback.
A silverback versus five chimps? Are we talking like fucking Ungwei? Fucking,
are they just
like Ugandan chimps?
Chimpanzees?
I don't know. Like maybe the one that ripped off the face of that baby.
Yeah, but I could rip off the face of a baby. It's not that hard.
Jesus, guys.
Well, I mean, but the difference between you and a chimpanzee is that a chimpanzee is a chimpanzee, and you're a human being that is adherent to laws.
Yeah, it's true. So I have
you,
morals
you,
and
the
lies
difference
that
between
bind
you
me.
And chimpanzee is one more banana.
No, dude. But,
so you think that the chimps would fuck up the thunderbird?
Five chimps would easily fuck up a gorilla.
But don't you guys seen a hairless chimp?
Have
you seen a hairless chimp? Do you watch the Joe Rogan podcast?
Is that where it came from?
Yeah, he said, hey,
they
Jamie, pull up a picture of a hairless chimp.
Man. They are fucking, so
dude,
fucking scary.
A chimp with mange is ridiculous.
I'm gonna put it in the chat.
Oh no, my camera turned off.
Just put a hairless chimp in our podcast chat.
Imagine five of those fucking ripped assholes grabbing each limb of the gorilla and just pulling on it with all their might.
That's what I looked like before quarantine.
Yeah, they would fucking do. They would destroy a gorilla.
Scott, throw that up on screen for us, Scott. See, we're like a real podcast right now.
Scott, animate him attacking us each one by one.
Scott, can you make that hairless chimpanzee spin for us real quick? Do a little spin.
Can you make him 3D, Scott?
Can you make him shoot lasers out of his eyes?
Light him up.
Or maybe potentially appear behind Swagger very menacingly.
Can you make him come out of the painting?
We're giving him so much.
Swagger,
no!
Dude, we have such a bad... 100% of our guests have been killed by chimpanzees.
Oh my god.
That's so true. Holy crap.
At the end of the day, he was pimp chimping.
Now, before we get you out of here, Swagger.
Come on, there's so much more to talk about.
Yeah, I've got one more question of a story for you, because we were talking about this, and you can let me know if you want to chat about it, but you had a little run-in with some food poisoning.
Oh, yeah, the fucking like a year and a half ago.
Yeah, yeah, and I remember you brought it up when we were recording the famous Schlatz wiping video, and that came up.
Yeah.
And it never got featured.
So please, Swagger, tell us.
It was grotesque. It was disgusting. I don't want to talk about it.
Swagger, it's been here, but I'm still wondering, how were those shits?
It was awful.
How was it when you were sitting in the shower shitting and vomiting in the corner of the shower and scooping it into the drain?
That's pretty cool. Let's talk about that.
Ted, why did you wait? Why is this what you brought up? There's a lot more to Swagger.
There's way more to me than when I was deathly ill, had to go to the hospital and was...
What the hell, guys? I'm just trying to be a good podcast host here.
They told me I was...
Interesting story.
The doctors told me I was 16 to 20 hours away from probably dying if I didn't go.
Oh,
I was
gonna...
fucking sepsis?
It was dehydration.
I couldn't
drink. I would drink like a bottle cap worth of water every like 3 minutes just to try to get some hydration. And as soon as it got over a certain amount, like maybe like 10 or 12 of those things, I fucking just threw it all up, and then it was just dry heave, and then I would shit, and then I would throw up, and then I would shit, and then I would throw up, and it got so bad, like, because I'm sitting on the fucking toilet in my bathroom. I'm sitting on the toilet, and like I have to choose between throwing up in the toilet or shitting in the toilet because I'm doing it simultaneously.
I said, fuck this.
I'm gonna go into the shower. I went to the shower. I was shaking with chills. It's fucking hot water, and it felt like ice. And I'm sitting down, shitting liquid and throwing up, dry heaving in the shower. And I was there for like 45 minutes to an hour.
Give it up, I'll be everyone, honest, for Swagger I'll Souls, for... full body
is
shitter.
Is that really it? Is that
Let's
really
go.
How we're ending?
No,
more.
We don't need to end it that way. We don't need it. I will say, though.
The next episode.
No, Charlie, shut up. I will say, though, I did not remember that story as well as I thought I did.
No,
I thought
it was
a little bit more tame than that.
No, it was fucking horrible.
That sucks.
Holy shit.
All right, Ted, what's your segue into the next topic? How are you going to segue
this one? What's my segue
into
the next topic?
What's your
segue? You know, you got food, and you've got food poisoning, but I mean, what's Swagger's favorite food?
My favorite food? I like
not whatever that was.
Bunger. I like
a bunger.
Is it actually a bunger? Yeah, cheeseburgers. Pretty go hard. Italian food. Pretty good,
cheeseburger
too.
Cheeseburger from where, though?
Shit. I like Shake Shack, Five Guys. me see.
What makes the best
burger? I like
burger?
Any
How
burger,
that?
Really.
How about that?
I the best burger for me is bacon, egg. No, no, not egg. Bacon,
egg.
Cheese. No, no, not
egg.
That's if I'm eating
it
for breakfast.
I put egg on burgers.
You don't seem to be totally confident in what
no,
this
egg.
Recipe is here.
Bacon, let him feel it out.
Bacon, cheese, lettuce, one tomato, one sliced tomato, very thin.
Okay.
Pickles, sour pickles. Anyone that puts sweet pickles or sweet relish on a burger should go to the fucking gulag and lift rocks
wrong.
For 5 years.
It does seem like a... gulagable offense.
It's fucking
sure.
horrible. I don't want to bite into a burger and taste sweet. Are you fucking kidding?
Well, I mean, there's other situations in which like
barbecue
some burgers,
barbecue. I think barbecue.
I don't like.
Burgers
I don't
great.
Like. I don't like barbecue burgers. I don't like barbecue
so you're,
sauce.
If you put
on
it
life.
In, like, if you put it in the actual mix for the burger, very like,
if, yeah.
Sparsely,
if you put it in like the burger mix, why are we talking about
yeah.
burgers?
So you're mostly a savory kind of guy.
Yeah, I like it savory and sour and umami. I would say how I like it.
Mm. Ooh.
Is there,
last time I had something like that, I just couldn't stop shitting. It was crazy. I was
just
up,
shitting
you know,
and throwing,
throwing
up.
Throwing
and
up.
Drinking
throwing
bottle
up,
caps
shitting
of water
out, shitting
and then dry
out, throwing
heaving.
Up shit.
And
in
then
the,
16
in
hours
the,
later,
shower,
I died.
Filling up my shower with shit. All pours.
I will point out,
pours,
you guys are the ones that are bringing it back up. I will point that out right now.
Yeah, well,
so
I'm
you
sorry,
guys are
I can't get
like,
it out of my head, Ted.
You guys are kind of in the same zone as me now, in a way. So, sorry.
I don't know about that.
So, do you have any other questions about me, Swagger Souls, or... anything like that?
Besides the food poisoning, let's see. I'm just looking at the sticky note here. Ask about the shit. That's all I've got.
You had to ask about the shit?
No, I didn't. I didn't. We did have something else, though. I'm sorry. Just give me 1 second. Let me figure out what it was.
Well, we've got we could take a dive into r/who would win.
I think that would be a good way to end it. I think, I mean, yeah, we
who
mostly,
would win?
Mostly all right. asked what we were thinking.
All right. So that whole conversation. Oh, my God. What the fuck's up with my... camera.
Hey swag babe, how many hornets do you think you could take?
Fucking none. I had one hornet in my bedroom and I fucking ran and I was like, fuck it. I googled how long do hornets live. I was prepared to wait for it to die
of
natural causes.
Yeah. a siege.
I was prepared
That's
to wait.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I remember, dude, like having to confront like a hornet or a wasp that like flew through a hole in my screen in a window of like my old bedroom. Like,
is that why you moved?
No. I'm happy that there aren't any fucking stinging insects like that I've encountered here in Melbourne. But yeah. Like, when I lived in my old place, there was a fucking wasp or a hornet in my room, dude. I wear like a hoodie. I put socks over my hands,
oh my
like
God.
Oven mitts, like shit all around my neck. I'd put this on, and like I'd have goggles on, and I would just go in with a fucking fly swatter, and I'd get ready for war, and I'd like a fucking gladiator battling this fucking flying stinging insect. It was terrifying. I hated it. You know, any flying, stinging insects I really hate, besides bees. Honey bees are sick. My dad...
bees are awesome. Yeah.
My dad's a beekeeper. It's a hobby.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. Really? I grew up building hives and extracting honey and being near
cool.
the bees. It was really cool. Really cool. Helped me get over my phobia of flying, stinging insects.
Yeah, I'm
well,
sure.
The honeybees, they don't sting, do they?
Yeah, they sting.
They gotta protect the honey.
Yeah, bumblebees don't, because bumblebees are drones. So they won't actually sting.
Gotcha.
But honeybees, like the female bees, which are all honeybees that you see, you know, they got stingers. They'll sting you and kill themselves in the process, but it's for the glory of the hive. So, you know.
Mm-hmm. If it's for the hive,
if you could, would you have one of those superpowers where you can just, like, control bees and just send them at people?
Sure, dude. It's like the perfect crime. It's the, like, how could anyone be like, this guy is getting the bees to attack everyone? You'd be sitting there like, you'd be sitting here like looking like, oh my God, look at all these bees killing
it
this
must be
man.
It must be the bright colors. I'm not wearing any, so I smell weird to them.
Yeah.
Fucking get them bees.
Yeah. Very hard to prove in criminal court that it was like, this man sent the bees. What?
Yeah,
are you
fucking insane? I'm a fucking person. I'm walking. I walk by, and a bunch of bees were just. Who would I target?
Target.
I was going to say he's looking around the podcast. I'm a little concerned. Yeah.
Either way, just Charlie shows up yourself to the
next stream, just all blown up.
You'll know why.
You would gaslight everyone to get yourself out of court.
Yeah, be like, just what are you talking about? Son of a... The bees?
Bees?
Yeah. You, bees? Hey, did you have honey this morning? Like, you smell kind of sweet. You think they might have liked that?
Yeah, it might be the clone.
You could call yourself the Wasperer. Yeah,
the Wasperer. Nice.
Here's a final. You know who would win? This could either be very, very obvious, because I feel like Schlatt's gonna just respond to this and be like, "That's a stupid thing, Ted. What the fuck, Ted? What the hell's wrong with you, Ted?
Your shit. I remember when you broke my arm."
But I think that there is, you know, there is some merit to it. Like, who would win? 10 average size. So this is when it comes to averages. Average size 12-year-old American boys versus one
average American adult male. That's exactly what you were going to say, Ted, because it's the top post in the subreddit of all time.
Well, yeah.
One average adult American male versus how many 12-year-olds?
10 12-year-olds.
Are you fucking 10 12-year-olds would fucking kill a man.
I agree. 10 is a lot.
Yeah. 10 is, 10 is too many. 10 is too many.
Are they armed?
You need a, well, you need I a hope force, not. You need a force equalizer. You need a gun with at least 10 bullets.
Well, I mean, have you ever had
a cousin?
Big
legs.
Like a 12-year-old cousin? You know? That like a younger cousin? Like when they
Have you ever had 10 12-year-old cousins attack you?
It's not like an anime where I can... It's not an anime where I could take my fucking arm and smack all of them at once and knock them back like 5 feet. Like, they're going to rush me.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't just glare and five drop, right?
I think I could do some damage, personally.
I could do damage, too. I just don't think I could win.
That's not winning.
Yeah. Like, maybe if they were coming one at a time, I'd have a chance. But all it takes is for, like, 3 to grab my legs, 2 to grab my arms, and then the rest to just finish me.
How tall is a 12-year-old? I would weaponize one.
I was looking at the post, and
It's me and a 12-year-old versus 9 if I weaponize one.
Well, it said
one.
It said the average height and weight of a 12-year-old American boy is like 4'9" or something, and then like,
oh shit,
and then maybe 90 pounds or something.
It's like, who would win, you or 10 dwarves?
Definitely wieldable, but it could still be a problem.
What, so like grab one by the legs and spin them like a morning star?
Absolutely. if you grab one, you've armed yourself and you've taken one out of the fight. True. A fucking twofer.
All right. Well,
so, you know, if they're friends, maybe that's more of an advantage, because they don't want to hit their friend who you're swinging around like a mace.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of hard to consider whether or not you can scare them into.
It's a tactics game, because numbers game, you're going to lose, right?
Right. Mm.
Tactics, you know.
I mean, objectively, you've lost the numbers
some,
game.
Pull cause... some Laffy Taffy out of my pocket, throw it into the crowd, distract them. They'll go for it, grab one by the legs, swing them around, you know. Look for a ledge or a small body of water, because 12-year-olds, I would say like 10% can't swim, push them all in, maybe one or two drown, got the number.
You're working on
more.
The stats game here.
I'm working on the stats. You have to whittle them down.
You're like, war some of them won't survive
I shut
water.
Them in the room. I get on Google. How long do 12-year-olds survive?
How long do they survive?
So it sounds like Charlie's got a whole different plan, but...
I could have a plan.
The Schlatt Swagger, you guys are done for.
I don't think I'm doing it.
No, I wouldn't be able to do it.
All it takes is for them to run at you, and then you're done.
You would cower and die at the sight?
I could probably get 2 or 3. Before I'm overwhelmed. Because, you know, realistically, you know, like, a 12-year-old, you punch in the nose, like, they're going to cry and be out of the fight. But how many times? You can't do that 12 times in a row if they're not running at you.
No, so you throw both your shoes, now you only got 8 punches.
Schlatt, what if they were online entertainment stands? What if they were all over Twitter and they were, like, 13? Their pronouns were like he, him, like that kind of thing. Hmm. Like...
I'd win that fight.
Yeah,
I'd
gender neutral.
Fight. You could punch it's one and good. Accidentally cleave through the other 9.
Yeah, because their skin is like that thin in that case. So it'd be very easy.
I just say you're fat, and then leave.
Yeah, but they might collectively cancel you on Twitter. Yeah,
that is definitely one strategy to use there. I would personally...
I mean, if I was...
Ted, someone listening to this podcast right now, they're skipping to the end. They're fighting 10, 12-year-olds right now. What do you say so that they win?
What are they... So who wins? The 12-year-olds?
Someone, right now, someone is listening to this podcast. As they're getting to this part in the podcast,
okay,
10, 12-year-olds around the corner, what do you say?
All right, here's what you do, you motherfucker. Yeah. You fucking run as fast as you can. They're right behind you because they're fast and they got a lot of energy. They're hyped up on Monster energy and just fucking rage. You run to the nearest construction site because every state in America, if we're going by American... people is under construction. We know how the infrastructure works in here. You run into the construction zone, you find the longest 2x4 you can, and since they're pretty much running in a straight line at this like point, you just swing that thing and you knock over a bunch of them. Now you've got about maybe four or five left. That's half the force going on. The other ones are on the ground, they're crying for the mamas. So you take out your fists and you just go.
That's an interesting strategy. Mine would have been just to run into a mall and go into a Victoria's Secret. If they're all 12-year-old boys, they wouldn't fucking
go in there. They wouldn't follow you in.
They would never dare. They would never dare. That's such a good point.
Yeah, it's like a safe zone. Yeah.
It's like drawing a circle in the sand when that thing from SpongeBob's chasing you.
The bear shark, or something.
You get a cootie shield.
Or just like ocean bear or something. It was just wasn't it just like a straight up bear, but it was just a bear.
Yeah,
it was a sea bear.
Yes, sea bear.
Well, thank you so much, Swagger, for joining us here today on the Chuckle Sandwich Podcast.
Seriously, thank you for coming on. You are our best guest yet. Besides the cat.
I'm gonna give you this opportunity right now, kind of like Hot One style. Right. You got anything you're working on? You'd like to shout out and promote right now?
Yeah. I'm doing my shit on YouTube. Swagger Souls on YouTube. SWAGGERSOULS. Also on Twitch. Stream 3 days a week. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday US. And Misfits Podcast. Go check it out. It's a good podcast. But this one is good too. You can listen to both. I'm working on, but I got a question for you guys before we end.
Sure.
What's the long term for the Chuckle Sandwich Podcast? How long do you guys think you'll be doing this? Do you think this is going to be a very long term thing?
Honestly, it's been downhill ever since the first episode.
Yeah.
I think six is a good number to end on.
Yeah.
Is this the last time?
Yeah. Is this the last podcast? Yeah.
Well, we ended our last podcast with a guest episode.
This is the last podcast I'm going to do without a sponsor, actually.
Oh.
You can't put that on me right now, man.
So I don't know if I'll be able to pull that together. I'm not coming back until we can start making money off of it.
I've been growing out my facial hair for Manscaped, and they're not even here. So, like, what did I do all this for? Audio listeners.
Love you to
death. Mama, it's untamable.
Bada bing, bada boom. Well,
bada bing, bada boom. Thank you so much for listening. Join us next week when we get on 10, 12-year-olds.
Are you going to get on 10, 12-year-olds?
Maybe we don't.
Minecraft YouTuber, everybody.
10, 12-year-olds versus the milkman.
Minecraft YouTube.
Thanks, guys, for listening and watching. See you next time.
Thank you so much, Swagger, for coming on, man.
Yeah, no problem.